I think the next question that comes up is not only time to response, but duration of response. And so across all trials, you can see it's fairly consistent that the time to achieving what was a RECIST response was about 3 to 4 months with either abemaciclib alone or combination therapy with CDK4/6 inhibition and endocrine therapy. And the median duration of response actually hasn't been reached in many of these trials, as opposed to the median duration of response with endocrine therapy alone, suggesting that it is longer than that seen with endocrine treatment. And so I think all these data together do suggest that these agents can cause shrinkage in a fairly quick fashion and can achieve both durable and significant responses. But I think that does have to be juxtaposed with what chemotherapy does in this setting. And unfortunately, we don't have any randomized data comparing combination endocrine therapy with CDK4/6 to chemotherapy, so that data isn't available. And while we shouldn't really make cross-trial comparisons, I think at least to get a flavor for what the activity is of chemotherapy in ER-positive disease and what durations of response we can see with single-agent taxane, usually we're looking at a 40% or so response rate, and duration of response is somewhere around 5 to 6 months, with the progression-free survival usually in the 8-month range. With capecitabine, the objective response rate was around 25%, again with the duration of response of around 5 months. And eribulin had an objective response rate of 11% and a PFS of around 4 months. Again, I think one has to be cautious because most of this data is in pretreated patients, which is different than the patients that we're looking at in the first and second line with combination endocrine therapy and CDK4/6. And so again, we don't have randomized data. But I think what you can see just for a flavor for response is that, you know, we are seeing significant responses with the combination therapy that are at least as good, if not better, than with chemotherapy, and that the duration of response is actually significantly longer with endocrine therapy and CDK4/6, again, in different patient populations, and so more randomized data is needed. But I think these data have led me to feel more comfortable using endocrine therapy and CDK4/6 inhibition, even in patients with visceral disease.